Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 283, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. I want you to sit with that for just a moment. Don't rush past it, because Paul is not describing a calm that shows up once everything finally works out. He is talking about something that comes from an entirely different place. He is talking about the peace of God, and that distinction changes everything. There is a peace you try to build yourself. You analyze the problem, you weigh the odds, you talk yourself into believing it will be okay, and sometimes that works for a while, but there comes a moment when reason runs out of answers. There comes a moment when you look at what you're facing and simply cannot find a way through, and it is right there, right at that point where understanding gives out, that this peace begins to move. It surpasses all understanding. It does not require you to figure things out first. It does not wait for the situation to improve before it shows up. It is already available right now, in the middle of what you haven't resolved, in the middle of what you still don't know. And look at what Paul says it does. It guards. The Greek word he uses is phrouresei, a military term. It calls up the image of a sentinel posted at the city gate, eyes open, on patrol, letting nothing pass without examination. God's peace is not a soft, passive feeling. It is an active guard. It patrols what comes in, and it guards the two places that need it most, the heart, where emotions live, where fear tries to take root, where grief moves in, and the mind, where thoughts spin, where anxiety stages its performance, where worry keeps up its steady noise. God watches over all of you, not just your soul somewhere in the future. He is watching over your heart today. He is watching over your mind right now. And where does this happen? In Christ Jesus. Paul is not handing you a stress management technique. This is not a breathing exercise dressed in scripture. The peace that guards is not a method. It is a person. It is in union with Jesus that you remain secure. It is in that relationship that the sentinel takes his post. So here is the call. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before you check the messages, before the day pulls you in 10 directions, stop. Name one anxious thought that has been living in your head. You know which one it is. It probably came to mind while I was speaking. And say out loud, with real intention, Father, I hand this to you. Not as a magic formula, as a genuine act of trust in a real Father. And then, let the sentinel take his post. You do not have to stand guard. That is his work. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.